All right, here we go. Episode 21.
I think it's 21.
I think, yeah, if we both think the same thing, that's probably true.
I don't know. We both thought it was 16 that one time when it was when it was supposed to be 15.
That's true. Well, I think I said 16 and I talked you into it.
Was that how that went? Well, I think it's 21, you guys.
Yeah, happy 21st. Oh, let's ching.
Ching. I think we're drinking a Goose Ridge Riesling.
Yes, we are.
I don't remember what year it was, but it's good.
It's very good. This is our second bottle. We drank a blackberry.
From Icicle Ridge.
Icicle Ridge.
And it was delicious.
It was so good.
Really, really sweet.
It's very sweet, but it's like drinking like just juice.
Yeah.
It goes down so
easy. But it has alcohol in it. And I think it's like 18%.
Is it really?
16 to 18. I don't remember what that one exactly, but the lowest I've seen those fruit wines be is 16.
Wow. And they're so good. Oh my gosh.
Yes. And so we even good. Were able to share with Jeff tonight. Yeah. And he liked it.
Yeah.
I think they're a bit too sweet to drink more than one or two glasses, yeah, though.
For sure. For sure. Then we have to switch to something else, like our Riesling.
But now that we're talking about something sweet.
Yeah.
That kind of just...
We wanted to talk about desserts today.
Desserts and sweet things.
And sweet treats that we like. I know we already talked about food once, but we didn't do desserts.
We didn't talk about desserts. And everybody has their favorite desserts, their favorite little dirty little pleasure that they don't really indulge in all that often. But yeah, it's still amazing when they do.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a few I can think of. And there's some standards that you don't go without very often.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, yep.
Like, I really love a nice dark chocolate. Dove, yeah. Godiva, Ghirardelli.
Yes.
Those are my favorite. Even Hershey's okay once in a while, but yeah, that's... I will always have some kind of dark chocolate in my house, yes, at all times.
I'm pretty picky about my chocolate. I love chocolate, but I don't like cheap chocolate.
It needs to be good stuff. Yeah. So what's your brands?
I like Godiva. Mm. I like C's.
Oh, C's is a good one.
C's is a good one. Hershey's chocolate actually is pretty good.
It is.
It's pretty good.
That'd be a good place to take a road trip to, is to Hershey, Pennsylvania.
That would be fun.
Did I do that geography right there?
You did. I'm pretty sure that's right.
I think it's in Pennsylvania. So there we go.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be a fun place to go take a tour. Plus, there's so many other cool things to see in area.
Yeah.
Like the Liberty Bell.
Mm-hmm.
See, I am pulling out all kinds of good stuff here.
Look at you.
I know.
Look at your knowledge tonight.
Bring on Jeopardy. That show makes me feel so stupid.
I know. Oh, I know.
How could people be that smart?
Oh.
And me be that dumb?
It's not natural.
No. So, you love your chocolate, your good chocolate.
I love good chocolate. I did get to go one time to the factory where they make the Jelly Bellies.
Ooh.
In California.
Yes.
I had a friend that lived there at the time, and she took me to the Jelly Belly factory, which was fascinating. They do tours and stuff, and you actually get to see them make the jelly beans in these huge vats. It was just fascinating how they
make
it.
That would be incredible.
And they were also making, like, those taffies. Like, sometimes you see them at Christmas time where it's a round, flat piece of individually wrapped taffy, and it's like green on the outside with white, and then
there's a Christmas tree
in the middle or
yes.
something.
No, that's definitely, I've seen those.
And I got to see how they do that, and it was just like, I couldn't even like believe it. I'm like, that's how they do that? It was fascinating. Fascinating. But that was fun.
That is.
I like to see how stuff's made.
I mean, to a certain extent, I do.
Mm-hmm.
There's been times where I was a little sad when I saw how things were made or who was making it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of tainted it. But it's okay. We won't get into that because I don't want to ruin it for anybody else. Ignorance is bliss.
That's so true.
And I will let everybody else be ignorant on this.
So do you have like a favorite dessert? If you could eat anything and it was okay for you to eat it.
Ooh,
what would it be?
I love cheesecake.
Oh, yeah.
A good cheesecake is so good. A good strawberry cheesecake, or even a chocolate one with a little ganache on the top.
Oh, yeah. ganache.
But cheesecake is very dairy.
Heavy.
All
dairy.
I mean, I have found a cheesecake, but unfortunately, unfortunately, in my opinion, I've had the best cheesecake in the world before my dairy-free days.
Yeah.
And that was Junior's Cheesecake.
Oh.
So they are based out of New York City.
Yes, I've heard of them.
I have bought it off QVC for years. I would spend $50-some on this 8-inch cheesecake. And it was worth...
Why is it so good?
Because I don't know. It's like melting your mouth. You've never had anything better in your whole life. I mean, I would get it just for Christmas.
Yeah.
And it would be basically Christmas dinner was this cheesecake. There'd be something small with it, like an appetizer, but it was basically just this cheesecake. And it was, I remember the first time Thor and I tried it, we both just were like, oh my God, I have never had cheesecake until this moment. Melt in your mouth. Every flavor, you could taste every flavor.
Was it just like a plain, like, New York cheesecake?
It was New York cheesecake with a strawberry fill through it.
Oh.
Like a swirl. Oh, and okay. They had, like, certain bites, you'd have a hunk of strawberry.
I wonder what they do to make it so good.
I don't know, but it's so good.
I want to know.
Well, that's probably, they don't tell anybody, so that way they can continue to be the best.
I bet I could Google that shit.
You probably could. Now, Kobe's made me cheesecake once before. Once since I became dairy free, and it looked and smelled just like cheesecake.
It did. The consistency and was perfect.
Yes, the texture perfect.
And seriously, it took a good from start to finish. I mean, 24 hours.
She worked so hard on this cheesecake.
Vegan cheesecake.
And guys, this is the love she has for me. Not had. She has it still. that was the only dessert that was coming in that day.
I think it was
Christmas?
It was like Thanksgiving.
Or Thanksgiving. Yeah, it was the only dessert available that day. And my husband and I weren't the only guests.
No.
Her brother. And
yeah, they pulled out this cheesecake.
Everybody looked a little concerned
at
first.
And it did. It looked right.
And smelled right.
The consistency was just like a cheesecake. However, it didn't taste bad. It did not taste bad. It just, like, didn't really have any taste at all. It was just like eating some mush. Not mush, but,
it wasn't
like,
mush.
Cheesecake consistency, but there was just no flavor.
It was lacking some flavor. But so, the consistency there, the effort was massively there.
If you want to know what was in the cheesecake, so the crust was dates and almonds munched up in the...
I thought the crust was fantastic.
Food processor. The crust was really good.
Yeah.
And then the cheesecake was actually cashews. So you had to take the cashews and soak them overnight so they're soft. Blend them up in the food processor.
You guys hear the effort into this cake.
And then you had to put in lime zest, which is supposed to be the tangy part of the cheesecake, I think.
Yes.
And then I think there was some honey or something in there.
I ate my whole piece, you guys. I did. I went for this because I knew the effort.
I'm like, it doesn't taste like anything. There's no taste.
The whole time I think I was like, no, it's so good. It's so good. It took her a while for me to finally. And I still to this day will not say it was bad. It just didn't have the flavor.
I'm just like, there's no taste. And you're like, no, it's good.
And I did. I devoured my piece of cheesecake. And then it was a few months later that I had a party for watching the royal wedding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. And I was...
You purchased a vegan cheesecake online somewhere.
I did. And it was decent.
And I took one bite. It had a lot of soy.
It does, and she doesn't do well
with soy. And I don't do soy, but I did take one bite, and it did taste like cheesecake.
It still was nothing compared to Junior's.
Yeah, I know.
It was good. I'm not going to say it was bad, but it was...
It was pretty good, though.
It wasn't Junior's. So, that would be my absolute favorite dessert. That?
Yeah.
And the melting pot dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the melting pot itself... No offense to the melting pot lovers out there. To me, it's a waste of money for the appetizer and the entree.
If you don't know what the melting pot is, it's a restaurant that does fondue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Very strict. If you're even 5 minutes late living in Seattle, that's very easy to do because it's extremely easy to be late with that kind of traffic. They cancel your reservation. And
won't let you come in.
Well, they'll let you reschedule it or put another one in there. I'm sorry, I have a kitty coming
Heather
in my
just
lap.
Had a kitty crawling in her lap.
And it's one that has never crawled in my lap from Toby's house, so I'm very excited.
Oh, it's a little ghost.
And she looks so happy. I don't think it's me. I think it's the heating pad.
She's like, oh, I want to lay on that.
There. Anyway, so we went to this melting pot. And it was really, really, really good for the dessert part. That's what I'd always suggest going back there for just dessert. The appetizer was decent. It was cheese.
Yeah.
And they had like carrots and celery and a few other things to dip in the cheese.
Yeah.
A little interesting. And then the entree was oil.
Yeah.
You know, instead of the cheese. And then all this raw meat. And it was like two raviolis and two shrimps, two pieces of steak, and two pieces of chicken, and that was your meal.
That's not a meal.
No, I mean, their hunks were pretty big. I'm showing her, how big would you say this, a couple inches?
Yeah, about 2 inches,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, they were pretty big chunks, but they weren't cooked yet, so they shrunk up pretty good once you cooked them. And then you had these skewers, and it literally took 5 to 10 minutes to cook each little freaking piece. I might be exaggerating here, because that's what it felt like, was to, like, each bite took me 10 minutes to cook. To be able
That's
to eat it.
That's just crazy.
So, because I remember when the plate came out, we're like, there's no way in hell this is filling me up.
Right.
Well, because it takes so long to eat it, it does fill you up.
But then they charge an arm and a leg for that.
For two of us, it was $275.
Holy shit.
Almost $300.
Holy shit.
We didn't realize it was this much until we sat down. I'm sorry, guys. I can't figure out how to turn that thing off.
That's ridiculous for a couple hunks of meat.
Yeah, well, remember, it's the experience.
I'm sorry.
That's not including drinks, by the way.
That's 2 days at Disneyland. Fuck that.
Seriously. Now, the dessert comes. It's chocolate, all these different fruits and marshmallows, a piece of cheesecake, like little hunks of cheesecake, and I was in heaven. Like, the whole meal was revamped, not almost $300 worth. But that also included the gratuity, too.
Oh, okay.
Which, did I say that word
gratuity.
Right? Gratuity. Gratuity? Mm-hmm. You guys have figured out I say things different. But that's how it... Oh!
Kitty. No. Oh, here we go. Okay. We got a kitty helper now.
Almost pulled the runner down that the wine was on.
Can you go elsewhere, kitty? Huh? There we go. Go away.
She's so cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's getting a rim job.
Uh-oh. I remember one of the best desserts I ever had.
Yes.
Was actually at the Olive Garden.
Seriously?
And this was before we had an Olive Garden in our town.
Oh.
You had to like, it was like if you got to go to the Olive Garden, it was like
that was a big
deal.
Thing.
It was a big deal because we didn't have one in our town. So if you got to go, it was a special thing.
So where would you go?
Was
it Seattle or Spokane?
Seattle.
Okay.
But Jeff and I went there one time, and I don't remember what we had for dinner, but the dessert, they had a special dessert that's not usually on the menu, and it was this, like, chocolate lava cake.
Ooh.
Where they have the chocolate cake, and you cut into it, and it's got the chocolate sauce stuff.
Yes.
But then they had all these sliced strawberries around it, too, and the filling inside... on the strawberries was so
they
good.
Had a filling inside the strawberries?
No, inside the cake.
Oh.
So like the ganache or whatever that was inside the
cake, lava part?
The lava part of the cake.
Yeah.
Mixed with the strawberries was just like, I don't know why, but it was, and I think it might have had maybe a little almond flavoring or something, but I just remember like, I was like, this is the best thing I've ever had in my life, right? And I've never had it again. Because it was a special.
But they make lava cakes other places.
But they don't. They never taste as good.
You need a lava cake with strawberries.
Yeah, I need a lava cake with strawberries.
We can make that happen again.
I hope so.
I bet you if we go to the lodge.
Yeah.
And we talk to Pauline.
Oh, yeah.
And we tell her, you know, we're really craving a lava cake with some almond accents and some strawberries. I bet you in about 20 minutes we'd have that.
Oh, I bet she would. She acted like she was up for a challenge at any time.
And we're going to challenge the crap out of her. next time we go.
Oh.
We already made our reservations for next January, and we added a night.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we're going to test Paulina, or is it Pauline? With an A or no A?
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Paulina, I think.
I think it's Paulina.
Yeah.
We're going to test her.
Yeah.
And we're going to enjoy it.
We're going to test her culinary skills.
I don't, after what we saw, though, I think she's going to pass it with flying colors.
Oh, yeah. She was like, she was up for it.
Oh, she wanted the challenge.
For sure.
I mean, the Poultritarians, she wants us in that restaurant.
The Poultritarians.
That's what we got called. I can't even take credit for that.
That's just like, so someone that doesn't eat red meat, but only eats like chicken and turkey.
Yeah. And that's us.
Poultritarians.
Because we don't eat fish. We don't eat pork. We don't eat beef.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or anything else weird, like bugs and stuff. Like, that doesn't count.
Or, like, you know, octopus and stuff.
No, that's... No.
That's wrong.
No,
that's
guys.
That's so wrong.
Or duck.
No. Especially...
Especially if they kill it in front of you. Or don't kill it in front of you. If you don't understand that joke, guys, you have to listen to the Lodge...
Yeah.
episode.
Listen to the Lodge episode, and then you'll get it. So, what's your, like... Just at the grocery store, like your favorite candy bar. Or growing up, what was your favorite candy bar?
Okay, well, growing up, different than today.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
When I was growing up, and candy bars were cheap back then.
25 cents.
And I was very excited
for
that.
You get four for a dollar.
Some of them were even 10 cents.
Oh, yeah. I just remember we could get four for a dollar.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now they're like. Now it's like $1.50.
I know.
For one.
That's just crazy.
I always liked to get the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, but I always felt like it was a jip for being only these two little cups for all the packaging. So I always kind of shied away from it because I felt like if I only had enough for one, I probably wouldn't do that one because it just wasn't enough.
I felt the same way.
Did you?
I loved the peanut butter cups, but you feel like you're not getting as much.
It's like two bites, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I could stick one of those. I still can. I could stick a whole one in my mouth.
And for sure.
Not even that filling in my mouth.
I try to draw it out, so it takes longer, but really, I could just stick the whole thing in my mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. So, believe it or not, my favorite growing up was a Three Musketeer bar.
Oh, that's my dad's favorite.
I really loved it growing up.
Good.
And that was the one I went for.
Yeah.
It was that or, don't make fun of me, the Tootsie Roll.
Really?
Like, not the Tootsie Roll Pop.
Oh, the Pop.
The Pop, because I was lucky, imagine that, and I always got the Indian Shooting the Star. So I would get a free one.
So you got the free one.
Uh-huh, every time. I tried that recently, and it's not a thing anymore.
No, they don't do that anymore.
There's still Indians with the stars on there.
But you don't get a free one.
I tried really hard because Heather Jo got one. My niece got one.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't honor it. They looked at me like I was a crazy lady.
They're like, but I have the Indian with the star.
He's shooting with the star.
The Indian's shooting with the star. And they're like,
so what?
Stop being racist.
I know. Seriously.
It's a Native American.
What was yours growing up?
I loved, and some people don't even know what this is anymore.
Okay.
A whatchamacallit.
I love whatchamacallit.
Because it was like the Rice Krispies.
Yes.
But it had the peanut butter flavor.
Yes, it
with
did.
With the chocolate around it. I love whatchamacallit.
Well, because it gave you, wasn't there a little nougat in there too?
Nope.
No nougat. So it was crunchy with a little bit of soft with the peanut butter.
So yeah, so the Rice Krispies, it was like Rice Krispies that were in like a peanut butter thing, and then it was covered in chocolate.
I do know what a whatchamacallit is.
I love whatchamacallits.
Those are,
they're hard to find now.
That was the problem, is they were very hard to find, so I didn't get them very often.
Yeah.
But I did get to try them.
Like those.
I'm trying to think, what other candy bars are no longer made that were really good back then?
I don't even know. I know there was, what was that one? I can't remember. But it was the basic, you know, Snickers.
Basically like a Snickers bar.
A Milky Way.
Oh, yeah.
I like Milky Ways.
I do. That's mine now, is a dark Milky Way.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to get one, if it's not just a plain dark chocolate bar, which I'll get a lot, just a plain dark chocolate bar. Oh, Cadbury. That's one of my favorite.
I remember when those first came out. The Cadbury eggs, they were fascinating. Totally fascinating.
Those are still, to my day, I still like to have at least one a year. I do get a Cadbury, but they're kind of deceiving now because now they have all the different flavors.
They do.
So if you send your husband to the store to get you a Cadbury egg, you realize there's a chance of you not getting the one you want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because if he just grabs, it might be just filled with caramel.
That's true.
Caramel or caramel?
Either.
It's like tomato and tomato?
It is. It's like people say both.
You know what? I actually say both. I don't go one way or the other. I kind of switch back and forth between them.
Caramel or...
or caramel.
Well, see, there was this girl that I went to school with. She was a grade higher than me, but her name is Carmel.
Oh.
With a K.
That's a good candy bear. Candy bar. Caramel. Or Carmel.
Oh, yes.
Remember
yes.
that one? That was a good one.
Caramella.
Caramella. Yeah, 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 yeah. That one. The one I can't say. Yeah. That was a good one.
That one was a good one. Yeah.
Because I felt like you got a lot there because you keep taking the little pieces off.
Yeah. Actually, my favorite thing to do was to take a plain Hershey bar.
And take all
a
little...
jar of peanut butter.
Oh.
And just dip it in the peanut butter.
So, knowing how I am with peanut butter. So once in a while, my parents would buy a big bag of M&Ms from Costco.
Uh-huh.
And if I was in a nice mood for the family, I'd take a huge spoon and I'd dip it in the peanut butter and then I would just drench it. I'd just dump a bunch of M&Ms on it and whatever fell, it just fell into the sink. It was fine.
Yeah.
What the family didn't like is sometimes I just dump that whole thing of M&Ms into the jar of peanut butter.
I've actually dumped a bag of chocolate chips into a jar of peanut butter and ate it with the spoon.
Yum. My family didn't know until they went to make themselves a peanut butter sandwich and then saw the M&Ms in there. I was like, well.
Hey, you know what? You invented peanut butter M&Ms before it was invented.
I said that when I saw that come out. But you know how many of us were probably doing that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So many of us.
Oh, it's so good, though.
Oh, love chocolate and peanut butter. That is, like, one of the best combinations ever.
Oh, you know what we used to do, too?
What?
Is when, like, at Christmas time, you make fudge. Mm-hmm. You buy that marshmallow cream stuff.
Yes.
So you make your fudge with that, and then you have this empty marshmallow cream jar that still has some marshmallow cream in it, and then you make hot chocolate in the jar with the marshmallow cream. Yeah.
That would be delicious.
Doesn't that sound good?
Wonder what would happen if you made hot chocolate in that thing and dumped a little bit of peanut butter in there and stirred it up.
That
really
would
good.
Be delicious.
I've never done hot chocolate with peanut butter.
Oh, we should try that.
And patent it. Wait, we just said it on here, though. So
trademark,
everyone else...
nobody else gets it.
Yeah, no. Even if we're going to be slow as hell as doing that.
That was our idea.
Our idea.
It's been recorded.
Yeah, with the date. That's bomb sounding.
Doesn't sound good.
Then add a little Bailey's to that. Mmm. Peppermint schnapps.
Oh. That's some deliciousness.
So
right
we could
there.
Do a virgin one and a non-virgin
mm-hmm,
one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite fruit flavored candy.
Strawberry. It's always going to be strawberry. It's
really?
Anything. Yes. Isn't that
Mine's
surprising?
Cherry.
I'm okay with cherry. It's in my top
or
three.
Grape. Or grape.
Grapes. Up there, it's lower. So basically with me, it's all red flavors first. So shocking.
Yeah.
Shocking, yours is purple flavored. But I mean, so strawberry first, then probably tied would be cherry, raspberry.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much any red I'm good with.
They have those Starburst packs that's all berries.
That's all
those?
Red?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
There's like a strawberry, a cherry, a raspberry, and I can't remember the other one, but it's all just red ones.
Oh my gosh. Wonder if it's a watermelon made it in there.
Maybe.
Because the watermelon's like pink for some reason.
I love watermelon flavored candy.
Oh, me too. That's love my favorite Jolly Rancher.
Oh,
even
yeah.
over a strawberry or a cherry.
Really?
Watermelon Jolly Rancher's the best.
Love it.
That is a really good one. What is your favorite chewy candy? So if it's not chocolate, you're not getting a chocolate bar. If you have to get something chewy, what is it going to be?
I'm trying to remember what it was. I like Starbursts and Skittles, but I think there was a chewy Jolly Rancher candy.
Like the Mamba?
Kind of. But it was like, it was the Jolly Rancher brand, but they were chewy.
Didn't they have like a center?
No.
What was that one?
What was that one?
Do you remember what I'm talking about? It had a different, I thought it would start with W, but I don't think it did.
That you'd bite and it would squirt?
Yes.
I don't know.
Not a gusher, though.
No.
Because that was a gummy.
Okay. Gummy stuff I don't really like.
I'm not too into that. Plus, it's really horrible for your teeth.
And it just, I don't know. I feel like you bite it and you just keep biting it and it's like rubbery and I don't like that.
And then you're eating rubber.
And you're eating rubber.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't know.
I know you like licorice. I would say mine is probably Red Vines. Yeah. Is my favorite chewy candy.
Yeah.
Skittles with Jaeger.
I do like the cherry Twizzlers. Those are good. Yes,
I like a Twizzler too.
That's the only time I'll drink Jaegers if you have Skittles, because Jaeger's disgusting.
But with Skittles, it's magical.
That makes it all right.
It does. You know how many people I've turned on the Jaeger just with that one trick? If you can actually get them to try it.
Getting them
over the hump to try it is the hardest thing.
Well, if you like black girl licorice, though, you love Jaeger probably.
Unfortunately, there's not a lot of people in the world like black licorice.
No, my mom loved black licorice.
So your mom would have been a
Jeff likes black licorice.
Why doesn't Jeff do Jaeger shots with me?
I don't know. We don't have any Jaeger here. We never buy Jaeger.
You already know I have a lot of them. Do you know there's still alcohol at my house from Idaho?
What?
Two full bottles, one Sinfire and one Jaeger, is still there, and there's over half of the other two.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Pretty impressed. Yes.
Very nice.
So I can bring Jaeger. We need
to try it. We need to get some Skittles, though.
I have Skittles.
Do you?
I keep a jar. It's like, how big is this? I'm trying to explain it here.
That's pretty big.
It's a pretty good size. It's like a cereal bowl.
Okay.
Like a small cereal bowl.
That's a good size jar.
Or a sundae bowl, we'll call it. I think it is actually a sundae bowl because I got this cute Hershey ice cream kit one year. Like, had all these cute little candy dishes to put all the different candies in.
Yeah.
Like, it's old. It has Kissables in it. Remember those candy?
I do.
Yeah. They don't make that no more. So that's how old this is. But then it has the actual ice cream sundae dishes too. And that's what they're all in. And it's brimming.
Nice.
I mean, some of it has gotten melted a little bit over the years. So, I just keep adding to this jar. Because I only use one or two Skittles for a shot.
Right, yeah.
I don't sit there and eat the bowl of Skittles.
Yeah.
It only gets eaten with Jaeger.
I wish I could have a milkshake.
I miss a milkshake.
I haven't had a milkshake.
What's your milkshake?
My favorite
milkshake. If you could have any milkshake.
Is from Baskin Robbins, and it's a candy, it's a cotton candy milkshake.
That sounds very intriguing.
So if you haven't ever had the cotton candy ice cream, it's like blue, bright blue,
That's a tough one.
And bright pink. Like, those two colors is the cotton candy ice cream.
The mix together.
But then when they blend it into the milkshake, it turns purple.
Of course it does.
And it tastes like cotton candy. It's sweet and it's so good. Oh, it's so good.
I've never had that.
It's delicious. But that's my favorite.
Mine's pretty plain. Mine's the chocolate peanut butter milkshake.
Surprise, surprise.
And that's what it is. How about your Blizzard? We're both dairy-free, so we haven't had these things for a very long time.
So we can't have it. The Blizzard was either peanut butter cup or M&M.
Oh.
Except the M&M one, the only thing is that the M&Ms get frozen. They're hard to chew.
They are.
So that's why I usually just go for peanut butter cup.
Okay. Mine, I was the customer they probably hated. Mine was chocolate ice cream. I did not want vanilla ice cream. Chocolate ice cream with peanut butter cups, brownie bites, cookie dough, and I wanted swirls of chocolate, other chocolate fudge mixed in there.
Holy shit.
That was my Blizzard. And it wasn't on their menu, but they made it for me every time.
Oh,
every time. Yeah, I think I got charged a little extra for it. But that was the best Blizzard ever, ever. And as soon as they come out with dairy-free ice cream, we're there.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm getting that Blizzard again.
I remember when we were kids and we used to get those, you remember the dipped cones?
Mm-hmm.
Where they would make this big, tall ice cream cone and then they would dip it in the chocolate or the butterscotch.
Yes.
And it would get hard. As a kid, that was fascinating to me.
It is fascinating.
That you could have that hard shell over, and I used to love to watch him make that, and it was
Well, in a way, with the hard shell, I only had it a few times growing up. I had the choice of having it, but I always wanted the Blizzard.
Right.
Or something else. But the times I did get that, I remember liking it better because it locked in the ice cream a little better. So that way you didn't have this messy meltiness all over your hand. Yep, so if I was going to have an ice cream cone, it needed to be a dipped cone.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't the super speedy.
It just kind of sealed that ice cream.
It did.
And it doesn't drip everywhere.
It was really good. I like that. So that was really good with that. How about, what's your favorite baked treat?
Ooh, I'd probably have to go with a brownie.
Yeah.
A ooey gooey brownie.
You do like your brownies.
Or a peanut butter brownie with chocolate chunks.
Oh, that's yum. So good.
I'm going to make some of those.
She will be up till midnight tonight making her brownies.
Ooey gooey peanut butter chunk brownies.
Kobe makes me some really good brownies that are with whole wheat flour.
Yep.
And it's delicious. And I had to share them last time. I love you, Kelly, if you're listening, but I did share with you. So that's like a huge thing because those are my brownies. And I take them home and it's my dessert for every single day.
Gone. I love my brownies. I love chocolate chip cookies if they're soft and fresh.
I don't like a hard cookie.
I don't either. I hate hard cookies.
They always need to be soft.
Yeah. Soft and just gooey. And
I like a gooey cookie.
Yeah.
I used to love eating just cookie dough when I was younger.
I never ate the cookie dough because I heard that you could get salmonella poisoning from the egg yolks.
I have heard that, but I'm living and walking proof to this day that you can inhale so much cookie dough.
I never ate any cookie dough.
And never actually die from that or
even
get
like
sick.
My kids, like they'd want to lick the beaters off.
You wouldn't let them?
No, you could get botulism and die.
And then there was me as an adult. I would make the cookie dough. And we just eat the cookie dough.
Oh,
we never eat the cookies. Never make the cookies.
Well, if you just make it and don't put eggs in it, then
I put eggs in it.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. How can they say this is bad when you're mixing it in with all this crap, but yet they're telling you, like, in Rocky movies to just drink them?
No, you're not supposed to do that.
They do, though.
They're not supposed to.
But they do, and they show it.
Yeah, but those movies are really old.
But I still seen it, like, on 70s show, literally, that was, like, done in the 90s. That one, they showed them eating raw eggs in.
That you're not supposed to do that, though. It's gross.
Well, I agree. I'm not going to do it myself, and I love
That's
eggs.
Bad for you.
But they didn't die.
But, not everyone would. It's a small chance that you would get that. But there is a chance, and I'm just not going to take that chance.
I think you'll eat cookie dough with me. I think if we buy it from the store, you can eat it.
I think it says not to eat raw cookie dough on
the
package.
Well, of course it says it on the package. You still eat it.
Heather, those warning signs are for
That's
us.
That's not for everybody.
That's for other people.
Those are for the weak people.
It's fine.
It's not a big deal. You have to at least try it once. Try some raw cookie dough once.
Oh, my gosh. I'll make you cookie dough without eggs in it.
All right.
And then we'll eat it.
All right. I'll make you a cookie dough without eggs in it.
Uh-huh. Whatever.
And then she won't die, and then I'll tell her there were eggs in it. Yes, desserts are a very big staple in this world. You have to have something to look forward to.
And I don't know. I love desserts maybe because when I was growing up, we were not a family that ate dessert after dinner.
Oh, we weren't either.
It was on a rare occasion when we had
like
dessert.
A birthday.
Yeah, like
Christmas,
a special occasion.
Thanksgiving.
We didn't have desserts. And the only time you would have a dessert is if mom made it from scratch. You never went and bought cookies or bought a dessert. Everything was homemade. So when mom would make cookies or something, it was kind of a special deal.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have it all the time. It's not like nowadays we can go to Safeway and buy a dozen cookies for $2 or something.
That tastes like they just made them.
Yeah. So it was a special deal. I remember when my mom discovered pudding in a cloud. Have you ever heard that?
Pudding?
In a cloud.
No. I've never heard of pudding in a cloud.
I don't know where she saw it. It was on a Jell-O commercial or something, I think. But basically it's where you take like individual like cups.
Yes.
And you put Cool Whip in there and kind of like line the cup the bottom and the sides
with the Cool Whip. Okay.
And then you make like chocolate pudding, and then you pour the pudding in there in the cup with the Cool Whip. And then you put it in the fridge, and it's called Pudding in a Cloud. Because it's got the Cool Whip with the pudding in it.
And does it get pretty hard and set?
Yeah.
So like you could pick this thing up?
So, well, it's not like a plastic disposable cup.
Okay, so you eat it with a spoon out of it.
So you just eat it with a spoon.
That does sound pretty delicious.
But it was pretty good. Do you know what?
What?
I could make that for us.
You should make that.
Because they make that coconut milk whipped cream.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I could make pudding with coconut milk.
I mean, that's the beauty that we're discovering with us being dairy-free and me being fairly much gluten-free. We can alter any recipe.
Oh, yeah.
Any recipe, and it turns out just as good.
It does.
I mean, you've inspired me. Like, I made that stuffing.
Yeah.
And that was my first attempt at doing something off a main recipe and tweaking it.
Yep.
And it turned out, in my opinion, better than theirs.
Yeah. Well, I watch the cooking channel every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And every recipe is like, well, I'll just trade out this and I'll replace that with this and then it'll be perfect.
And it turns out great. We do love the cooking channel.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, on our last trip, we were in a hotel room with cable. You guys saw the hotel room. And it had cable. And we're both on DirecTV. And the Dish Network was just infomercials. Or the Cooking Network.
Yeah, it was supposed to be cooking shows, but it was infomercials about, like, what was that one thing? The foodie.
The foodie? I hate that word. I hate the word foodie.
It was some kind of cooking device called a foodie, and it was stupid.
It's like, it was not an Instapot.
No.
And it wasn't a deep fryer thing. It did both. It did, like, everything.
It was weird.
It was the foodie.
It was called a foodie.
It was for the foodie. I hated that name.
And you were like, at the end, you're like, I hate this commercial. I hate the foodie. Turn the channel.
I hated the foodie. It was horrific. I mean, it was definitely for the foodie. I mean, would you consider us foodies? Are we the type that's going to drive everywhere to try things?
I don't know, to a certain extent. I don't know the definition of a foodie.
Well, I would look it up if it wouldn't mess us up.
We'll look it up and find out. I mean, I love food.
Does that count? I think I would say we're a little bit foodie people. But we're not to the extent of the essence of the foodie person.
Yeah.
We're somewhere in between. Because, like, we did see that show on Drive-In Diners and Dives that were in Spokane.
Yes.
And we went and found it, and it was delicious.
It was phenomenal.
Like, we would recommend them to anybody. What was their name again?
The Elk.
How could I forget that?
So delicious.
Yeah, that's in Spokane, you guys. You guys should definitely go.
Yeah, go check that out. I remember he let us take those menus.
Oh, that's right.
So I have the menus.
We should post the menu on our website.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. Okay, make a note. Megan's not in here.
Oh, no.
So we're just going to have to remember to post a picture of the menu on our website. Or no, on Facebook. On Facebook. So, yeah. So that was really good. So we'll have to watch that show some more and maybe find some other places where we could go.
Remember, I found the website.
Yeah. But it has all of the...
For each state.
Everything listed. Yeah.
Where they've gone in each state. And there was actually a bunch. There was a bunch in Spokane. Mostly in Seattle, obviously. None in Wenatchee.
No.
Now, my parents, even though I didn't see it on there, said that the Apple Cup Cafe up in Chelan was featured on there.
Really?
Yeah. But I didn't see them on there.
My dad likes to go there on Thursdays because they have a $2 chicken sandwich.
I mean, who doesn't like a $2 chicken sandwich?
I know, right? Who doesn't like that?
I mean, that does go into our Pulchitarian.
It does.
For $2.
I'm guessing it's a deep-fried, breaded chicken filet of some sort.
Wonder if they could just not deep-fry it and just grill it.
We could ask. It's still breaded, though.
Well,
you could ask them if they could pick the breading off and then grill it.
Or just do gluten-free breading.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the easy way out right there.
That's easier to pick it off.
That is.
Oh my goodness.
All right. How are we?
Okay. All right. Well,
we stayed on track pretty good this time.
We got to chicken sandwich at the end there, but that's okay.
I mean, for some people, a really good chicken sandwich could be a dessert.
That's true.
I mean, there's some big foodies out there.
If you do chicken and waffles, and the waffles have maple syrup, does that count?
I think that could be a dessert.
Maybe.
Breakfast, dessert.
Dinner,
lunch thing.
Okay.
It could be all of them in
one. I've never had chicken and waffles.
Me neither.
It just doesn't sound good to me.
It hasn't appealed to me yet either. But in our lifetime, we'll try it.
Yeah.
Just to say we did.
You need to try poutine.
I thought we tried poutine.
You haven't.
Isn't it the fries with the gravy?
And the cheese curds.
Well, not the cheese curd, but you bought it for me once.
I did?
Yeah. So it was at the Pipus picnic.
No.
I thought we did that when we were sitting at the winery thing. And Megan got the pizza.
No, we just got fries.
But there was a brown gravy on them.
No, there wasn't.
Oh, I thought there was
a dipping sauce. Those are pommes frites, which is just French for French fries.
Damn it. Okay, we'll have to try the gravy thing.
You haven't had the poutine yet.
But can I have the cheese curds?
No. Well, I wonder if they make like different kinds of cheese curds.
Well, I wonder if they make like a
Parmesan cheese curd.
Yeah, I can eat a Parmesan one.
But yeah,
I think Parmesan cheese is amazing.
We got to go to Canada to get poutine.
Well, let's go to Canada.
Okay. Get your passport.
Okay. My license goes bad this year anyway.
Oh.
So I have to renew it anyway.
Yeah.
So maybe I just do the passport at the same time.
There you go.
That makes it easy.
Then we can go to Canada and get some poutine.
Yeah, and some wine.
Yeah, they have tons of wineries up there. Yeah. Tons.
That'd be another really good girls trip. We could find a really nice hotel.
Uh-huh.
And not have to, like, it could say it's $300 a night and we're only going to have to pay $150.
I don't
think. Or $200.
I don't think the exchange rate's quite that.
I hope it's that good. What is it now?
It's not very much. It's almost the same. Yeah, I know.
It was way better when I was in high school.
It was. It used to be better. Now it's not.
It was like 27 cents on the dollar.
Same. Yeah.
Because I used to have to exchange it all the time where I worked. Because I was right on the border.
Yeah.
Well, peeps.
Well, thank you for listening to this episode 21 where we get to talk about desserts and candy.
Yum. My mouth has been watering the whole
favorite
time.
Things. Yeah.
Yes. With our dessert wine we're drinking.
We are.
Yeah, we are drinking a dessert wine. If you haven't yet already, we would so appreciate it if you can go on the iTunes and give us a rating, hopefully of four or five stars?
I think five.
Yeah, please give us 5 stars.
Do 5.
I mean, if there's an option to do 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yes, we can.
But we really need that.
We really need that to get to the mainstream. So if you guys, anyone that's listening on iTunes, if you could go give us a shout out and give us some stars, that'd be awesome.
And a review would be great.
A review's awesome. Drop
Unless
us
it's
a
bad.
Line. I know that Google Play, for some reason, wasn't working, and now this morning I saw it finally is uploading
new
one, so I don't know what the deal was there.
We'll give a little shout-out to Robin.
Robin.
And,
woot woot.
And Aaron.
And Aaron.
We love you guys.
And my brother.
Oh, Jeff. And I didn't talk about Kobe's boobs today.
You didn't at all.
No. Didn't tell us right now. That was for you, Jeff. All right. We love you guys.
Love you. Until next week.
Yep. Bye.